listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates. He's the president there, CEO, and regular contributor to ABQ Connect for our Friday financial update. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
All right. Brian, we often talk about investment. And, you know, when you do that, you know, people try to be prognosticators. Anything to predictive investing?
Yeah, it's a rapidly growing market, Steve, and one that causes some concern for advisors like me. And basically what we're talking about, for those who aren't familiar, there's this whole new marketplace that are sometimes called prediction markets. And it's where investing and gambling sort of blur lines. So you think of gambling, a lot of people think of sports and, hey, I'm going to bet on who's going to win the Eagles game this weekend, or I'm going to bet on, nowadays you can do very specific events within games. You know, there's just, it seems like you can bet on just about anything. And now what we've seen is this growth of what are called prediction markets, which in a sense are contracts you buy that pay out if certain things happen. When I say certain things, Steve, use your imagination. You know, who's Taylor Swift going to be dating in a year? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? What's the next jobs report going to look like that's released by the Congressional Budget Office or the economic departments? Cultural events, political events. I mean, you name it. People can essentially, what I would call placing bets by buying these investments, these futures and contracts, so they can possibly make instant money if they're right.
Right. I mean, as diverse as, I mean, almost making things up, like you mentioned, world events. I mean, you know, will the war in Russia and Ukraine end by this date? Is it as silly as this?
No, that's the type of stuff you see. And what I've seen, you know, kind of looking at the data, is we've seen things like cryptocurrencies maybe lose a little bit of their allure as a trading asset. And I think this is maybe partly why. That's my own personal sort of speculation, if you will, that, you know, those who are gambling sort of on the cryptocurrency market are now using these prediction markets and these contracts to kind of scratch that speculative itch. And some people have asked us, you know, what do we think of this? And, you know, the Bible says some things about gambling. And the first I always go to from Proverbs is that wealth gained hastily will dwindle. So if you're trying to play these markets as a quick way to get rich, Scripture is very clear. That's not the best way to accumulate wealth and to build prosperity, is through get rich quick schemes or speculative investing or gambling, as I would call this. This thing that scares me, though, Steve, is you're starting to see this type of trading available on platforms that traditionally allowed you to simply invest in stocks and bonds. So platforms like Robinhood, which gained a lot of ground as sort of a great place for the average retail investor, which would be like just you or me buying stocks for ourselves. Interactive Brokers is another one that has a strong platform there. You know, those are platforms that were designed for people to participate in markets. Now they're transitioning and adding more of this. And now we're even seeing news that reputable brokerage firms like Charles Schwab are starting to open up opportunities for prediction market business. So it further blurs that line where the same account where you might do your investing for your retirement account and your family's financial future could also have a component that is this very speculative, very risky form of what they're calling investing. And where this kind of bothers me a little bit, Steve, is if you think about traditional, especially stock investing, the point was I can own a portion of a company that I believe will grow in value. That was the traditional mindset, is if I believe XYZ company has value and will grow over time, I can, through sort of a miracle of capitalism, honestly, any person can go and own a piece of that. And that's an incredible thing. And the more we start to just bet on the outcomes of companies rather than own them, I think it creates more and more problematic behaviors and potential for great loss that could really harm families.
Okay, well, I'm going to walk through this minefield on the topic of gambling in the Christian community. If we were to have this discussion, there would be those that would just point blank say, gambling is a sin. And there would be others who would put it in the Christian liberty, where they're saying, I am using resources that I've essentially set aside for entertainment. And it's, and coming out a winner is a positive, but you know, I'm prepared for the loss. And quite honestly, almost equate it to going to the movies. I'm putting this much money towards this entertainment and I'm gambling that I'm going to walk out pleased with what I just experienced, or displeased with what I just experienced. Without getting into the, you know, hours long conversation about Christian liberty in regards to gambling and whether or not it's just point blank a sin and where that line is, would you say that the counsel given towards this type of investment is the same as you would to someone walking into a casino or into a poker game or what have you? Or is it even perhaps more scary than that?
I would say it's very similar to going into a casino. If your perspective is, I'm going to participate in these prediction markets as a way to build wealth, I think that's, you're lying to yourself if you say that. You might get some things right. You might, you know, just like in gambling, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But what history has shown us, what my experience has shown, is that folks who go into this type of a market rarely are successful, as just, which is same true with, you know, gambling on sports and things like that. People think they know, but it often causes harm. And the ripple effects of that are broken personal finances, broken relationships. You know, there's a reason why we will not, as a company, John Moore Associates as a company, we will not invest in companies that profit from gambling because of the harm it may cause. Now, we also don't invest in companies that sell alcohol. And there's a lot of people listening right now that might really enjoy a glass of fine wine and with their meal and can just drink that one glass of wine and put it down. But we also know that some of the companies that sell alcohol are benefiting from the addiction, the harm, and the brokenness of families, you know, so we don't want to participate in that profit. That's my concern here, is that what you're going to see is more people being harmed by this expansion than benefited. And as believers, we should remember that we are stewards of things that God owns. He owns everything. And I don't know if it's his calling on us to have the thrill of speculation with the potential loss and the harm that comes with that, should those bets, those predictions go wrong.
Well, I want to let our listeners know, as in way of resource, I was just on the website at johnmoore.com, just did a simple search, just the word predictive. And if you scroll down, you'll find episode 47 on Wealth and Wisdom, prediction markets, good or bad, where you can really walk through this content again. Any other resources you'd aim people at?
You know, it's still a pretty new thing. So that was our first direct content on this topic, but that just came out this week. So it's fresh. It's ready for you to watch. Cole and Andy, two of our experienced certified financial planners and certified kingdom advisors, are the ones who recorded that video. It's good content, but hopefully this lands with the listeners as a word of caution, because that's how we strongly feel about it.
All right, johnmoore.com. And again, you can just do a search for the word predictive and find that conversation. Brian, as always, appreciate your time and look forward to catching up with you real soon for another Friday Financial Update.
Yep, thank you, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.